to screen has been a nightmare today. So let me start by congratulating you for organizing this very interesting panel. And it's been very educational and thought-provocative as usual. And Chair, I would like to reiterate UNFPA's support to the mandate of this working group. In 2020, we have added our voice, UNFPA has added our voice in support for people of African descent and against racism in all its dimensions. Our executive director participated in the debate convened by the Human Rights Council in June, in which she made it clear that UNFPA has an unwavering support and commitment to ensure the human rights of people of African descent. And this year, in the Intergovernmental Working Group on Durban in October, my office continued to emphasize the importance of fighting all forms of discrimination and racism in all its dimensions by reiterating the way it affects women and girls of African descent. We acknowledge the important role of this working group as a crucial part of the existing UN architecture against racism and as the only venue so far dedicated solely to people of African descent. We commended the Human Rights Council for having extended the mandate of the working group, and we are particularly pleased to see the space given to it to conduct one of its yearly meetings in other locations in order to facilitate more direct access to people of African descent. We will continue to support your mandate in 2021 as the UN will celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Durban Declaration and Program of Work in Geneva and in New York, as we also conduct the midterm review of the International Decade on People of African Descent. Eliminating racism, discrimination, and marginalization is a condition sine qua non for the achievement of the ICPD Program of Action and the Agenda 2030. For all family planning needs to be met, for all maternal deaths to be prevented, for all gender-based violence and harmful practices to end, for all young people to achieve their full potential, structural barriers of prejudice and racism must be removed. This case was already brilliantly made on Monday by the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Health when she mentioned how Afro-descendant women and girls have less access to modern contraceptives and maternal health interventions. We echo that concern and add that they are also more vulnerable to sexual and gender-based violence, including rape, early marriage, sexual exploitation, abduction, and trafficking. As we are all very much aware, data invisibility is one of the main drivers of the gaps in policy and responses. This is of particular concern of UNFPA, as the agency in charge of programming and supporting census and other statistical support in our over 130 programmatic offices. It is in this spirit that we are partnering with the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights in the upcoming publication of a study on the effects of COVID-19 on people of African descent in Latin America and the Caribbean, which we hope we will reinforce the findings of the working group in its latest report. And we will also provide recommendations to the draft operation guidelines on the inclusion of people of African descent in the 2030 agenda, which is in itself a fantastic output in the context of the international decade. Our regional office for Latin America and the Caribbean is particularly committed to tailoring our programming offer in the region to respond to the particular needs and challenges faced by the people of African descent. Chair, we are honored to partner with this working group, member state and civil society actors taking part at this session to boost the second half of the international decade towards concrete outcomes that empower people of African descent. You can always count with an FPA. Thank you, Chair.